Hello, everyone. Welcome to the latest edition of the NAREIT podcast. I'm Alan Kenny, editorial director with NAREIT. Joining me on the phone is Jerry Cummins, partner with Sidley Austin. We're going to talk a little bit about some of the latest goings on in the REIT industry in terms of mergers and acquisitions and equity offerings. Jerry, how are you doing?
Good, Alan. Thanks for having me on. Excited to talk with you this morning.
Well, we're very happy to have you on. So, there's obviously been quite a bit of deal making going on for REITs in terms of maybe in the healthcare sector seems to be the one that is getting a lot of the headlines lately. But I'm wondering which sectors in the industry seem to have the greatest likelihood for more deals going forward.
Yeah, I think, you know, the focus and certainly what we're seeing a lot of, it's not so much on a particular sector, it's on a particular type of REIT. The non-traded REITs have raised a lot of money over the last several years, and so we're seeing a lot of non-traded REITs, you know, considering liquidity events, whether that be a listing on an exchange and an IPO simultaneously or a merger with another company that's already publicly traded or a sale. We've been seeing a lot of activity on the NTRs. You know, healthcare is certainly an area that's been pretty busy. There also seems to be a significant interest in kind of the triple net space, maybe more so than we've seen in the past.
And so then are you seeing in the M&A deals more kind of mergers of equals, or are these cases where you've got larger brands maybe kind of going in and acquiring smaller players?
Probably the latter, not so much the merger of equals. And we've also seen it's not only, you know, public to public. We've seen, public a transaction was announced recently. Select Income is acquiring a coal non-traded REIT in the office industrial net lease space. And so we're seeing a lot of that kind of thing where non-tradeds are involved. In addition, I think the industry is also seeing maybe some of the private M&A going on between real estate companies. Brookfield announced recently that it's acquiring Cars.com. Cars was taken private ways back and out there as a private portfolio, and the Brookfield Property Partners, a public company that's not a REIT, but it owns a lot of real estate, is doing that acquisition. So we've seen not necessarily mergers of equals, but in a lot of cases, just other large real estate companies looking to maybe round out their overall portfolio.
So, Jerry, are there any new trends or creative approaches that companies are taking to get these deals done?
I mean, as far as kind of unique transactions, what we've seen a fair amount over the last year, and very recently we've seen kind of a lot of activity on this front, spinoffs, companies that are already public companies that maybe REITs or maybe non-REITs that for their own purposes want to separate out a REIT. And so in the REIT space, we've seen Starwood Property Trust spin off Starwood Waypoint, which was a single family home strategy, which they kind of grew inside of Starwood Property Trust and got to a certain size and decided that it would be better as a separate standalone company. Saw kind of a similar thing with Newcastle, which is a fortress-managed REIT. It spun off earlier this year, a company called New Residential. Newcastle's commercial mortgage REIT, New Residential, was kind of more focused on, as the name would imply, the residential space. So it's kind of a separate company out there now. And then we also saw, Simon Properties, the largest REIT, spin off a portfolio called Washington Prime into a separate public company. So we've seen, these REITs kind of looking at their portfolios and separating out other REITs.
Okay, and then what about in the capital offerings area? Anything unique or creative going on there?
Well, I guess we've seen very recently some IPO activities, and we've seen a couple of large ones go on file with the SEC. This year has been generally a slower year. We saw a very slow start to the year in the equity markets, not only for IPOs, but even for follow-on transactions. And so it's good to see that some of the IPOs getting on file, and there seems to be a lot of work that's underway toward more of the same. On the debt front, I would say we're probably about even with last year, after I'd say it was probably a little bit of a slow start, but second quarter we saw a rise in activity, both really on the debt front and on follow-on common stock offerings. But year-to-date, I would say common stock offerings have been a little off from last year, but it was a very slow start, and we've been recovering, I'd say, over the last 6 months trying to catch up, but not sure we're going to hit the levels that we've seen over the last 2 years, which have been, you know, just a very significant level of activity.
Thanks to Jerry Cummins with Sidley Austin for coming on to fill us in on all the latest happenings in the REIT transaction space. And thank you all for joining us. For NAREIT, I'm Alan Kenny.